Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've had a little trouble getting Graham on the line, so we're going to listen to Ellen Jones with Vegan Fitness.
Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back. We have Ellen Jaff Jones on, author of Vegan Fitness for Mortals. Welcome. We are just speaking to Ellen today, and Ellen has written this book. And I just wanted to know, Ellen, what is your favorite part of fitness? What takes you in the fitness field? Tell us a little bit about your accomplishments.
Well, running has become my passion. I did it starting when I was 28, even though I really didn't like it much at all. And I competed when I was younger, about that age, and never placed in an age group. And then there was a long time when I had my three daughters and I didn't run much. And then I moved to Florida and started picking it up again and realized that there weren't a whole lot of people in my age group and in running their five-year age group. So when I started going to races, I found that I was placing in them. And this past weekend, I just placed in my 109th 5K or longer race for my age group since 2006. Just on plants, eating a plant-based diet. I also got seventh in the U.S. a couple of years ago at the National Senior Games in the 1,500 meters, first in Florida the following year, and everything from the 50 to the 1,500 meters. And I've qualified again this year to compete in nationals next summer.
How long have you been a vegan?
The better part of 36 years. My mom, aunt, and both sisters eventually had breast cancer, and they all had heart disease and diabetes. My sister, who hadn't had breast cancer yet, developed diabetes and heart disease, was obese, had herniated disc surgery, goes into the hospital, gets MRSA, flatlines on the table, and was a quadriplegic for the rest of her six miserable years of life. So we were part of the original breast cancer gene studies, and since my aunt died of breast cancer in her home when I was five, I've always been focused on how do I figure out the truth about food. I was a TV investigative reporter and kind of on the side was doing the investigative piece of my life, trying to figure out what's true, what isn't, what works.
And what have you found out? What's true? What's true to your heart here with the food?
Well, more than true to my heart is true to my cholesterol and my blood work that I have done almost every year. And sometimes when the doctors call back or the nurses call back with the results, they go, remind me again, what are you on? Lipitor, right? And I go, no, I'm on plants. And, you know, I just have found that my cholesterol, I've done the high-protein diets, Atkins, South Beach, the Zone Diet, and my cholesterol soared every time over 200 to the point where they were ready to put me on Lipitor. And every time I've gone back to a plant-based diet, I have saved myself from impending doom. The first time, I almost died of a colon blockage when I was 28, and then in later years when I had gone off a vegan diet and was doing Atkins, I had hemorrhaging fibroid tumors, and they wanted to do a hysterectomy. And when I returned to a vegan diet, all of that went away, including all signs of menopause.
Wow. Ellen, can you let us know, how old are you?
64.
64, and running, and swimming, and biking, and eating vegetables.
Well, more than vegetables. fruits and whole grains and all colors of the rainbow. And there's, you know, if you go to the grocery store now, the plant-based milks actually outnumber the space and positions of cow's milk. And I think that's a real testimonial to how much this message is getting out there. The other thing that's really incredible is that vegans, those who don't eat anything with a mother or a face, for those who don't know, we don't generally get arthritis. And that's one of the reasons I think I'm doing so well running, because women who used to beat me like crazy 10 years ago have dropped out from arthritis. They aren't even running anymore.
And no arthritis in your bones?
Not a bit. And, you know, again, something that was very prevalent in my family of origin.
How has being vegan made a difference in your own performance?
Well, I think the obvious results are, because I've been now, I go to a number of veg fests on the national lecture circuit and different health fairs, and I've been on panels with very high performing vegan athletes, people like Rich Roll, who's an ultra marathoner, and folks like that who are running way more miles than I am. I mean, I've done a couple of marathons and about 9 half marathons, but I'm a better sprinter, so I kind of stick to the shorter distances. But we all seem to report that our recovery is much quicker. We don't have pain nearly as much as our meat-eating colleagues do. When I competed at the National Senior Games a few years ago, the reason I think I did so well in the 1500 meters is because it was on day 3. Day 1 was the 100 and 200 meters, and then day 2 was the 400 and 800, and by day 3, all these other women, meat eaters, I presume, were scratching. I would hear them at the registration table saying, "I'm too much in pain, I can't compete today." So that's really, I think, where it's playing out. The inflammation is so much less on a vegan diet.
And were you a vegan going through the whole menopause process of the 50s?
Well, I wasn't until I had actually checked into the emergency room a second time in my life with the hemorrhaging fibroids, and that was around 2003. And it took me about 6 months to complete the transition back to a vegan diet to the point where the menopause symptoms were gone, and I lost 30 pounds in the process as well.
Wonderful. Could you tell us what just a regular day, just kind of skim through a regular day, what you would eat?
So for breakfast, it would be some form of oatmeal or oats in a cereal with berries, nuts, seeds. Chia seeds are really high in protein. Of course, vegans always get the question, especially the athletes, where do you get your protein? There's plenty of protein in all of the vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds, of course. So lunch and dinner would include a ginormous salad. I have this really fun food processor that just whips up the vegetables in no time. And then some whole grain like quinoa or millet, brown rice, do a stir fry for dinner because I like, you know, a warm comfort food. And then maybe a smoothie or some vegan ice cream for dessert if I didn't want to go the route of having fruit for dessert, which I also do.
Okay, and that, and you feel full, you feel satisfied?
Oh, totally, totally full. And, you know, there's also the emotional part of this that because I often joke that more kids are vegan today because they grew up in the YouTube generation, and they're seeing all these videos out there now, so many of them, the way animals are treated, and slaughterhouses really do have glass walls now. And once you see those images, it's like you just don't go back because it's very hard to stick your head in the sand and pretend that you haven't seen what you just saw.
Mm-hmm. And cooking for you have grown up girls. Are they all vegan? Do they follow you?
One was vegetarian, and that's kind of a long story, but they were the product of a divorce, and without going there too much, the first thing my ex did when I moved out was mow down the organic garden. So no, the kids have not been vegan.
Hmm. So it must be exciting for them to see a 64-year-old mom win in the races, though. I'm sure it has impact. What are the most important exercises? If we just had to pick a few, you're going through a wide regime of exercises in your book. But say if we're just trying to start getting going and working towards vegan and working towards moving our bodies, what would be the best way to do it?
If you're just starting off, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the most important thing is just to do it gradually. You'd be surprised, maybe you wouldn't, the number of people who will say to me, "Well, do you think I can run a marathon next year?" And I go, "Well, have you ever run a 5K race?" It's like, you got to start with a progression of doing, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 5 Ks in 1 year, and then doing a couple of half marathons the next year. And if you're good with that, then go on to a marathon. You know, some people have told me, well, I did a marathon just right out of the box kind of thing. And yes, you can, but I think, you know, you're playing with fire. Just as with any sport, you just have to gradually build up, listen to your body. And walking, of course, is the best way to get into running. And the walk-run methods that have been promoted by other authors certainly have been out there for a long period of time. But as humans, that's really how we do it. You just walk for 5 minutes and then maybe run for 30 seconds and gradually start increasing that ratio of running. But you have to find shoes and maybe orthotics to really get into it so that you don't have pain and that it's a comfortable thing.
You must have pain after a marathon, though. There must be some inflammation, no?
Very, very little. I had a couple of friends come down from Cleveland and run the Sarasota half marathon with me last year. And we were all just amazed about, you know, a couple of days out, which is when you generally have delayed onset muscle soreness, 48 to 72 hours out. Just very, very little pain. And it's quite something. I mean, even mainstream doctors talk about animal protein causing arthritis and inflammation. And once you dump that from your diet, it's pretty amazing. I did a 5K yesterday morning and then spoke at a veg fest at 11 a.m. in the same location. And I have no pain today. So I think the more conditioned your body is, as long as you don't overuse any particular muscle group, you're doing pretty well. I'm also a certified personal trainer and a running coach, so I've coached high school girls cross country and track. So for running, at least, I know the exercises that work for me, both warming up and cooling down so that I don't get injured.
Okay. Ellen, we're going to have to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about vegan fitness for mortals.